What would be some practical questions that you would suggest someone who's going through an offense to ask in the Christ-like manner of going to the offender and trying to expose them gently?
Okay, that is a great question. The first question is interesting. I would ask is, and I challenge clients to do this, why do you think this happened? You know, what was the exact offense? You know, what was the offense connected to? Please, let's unpack this. Because I realize that I have been offended or I've offended you. Let's unpack where that came from. Because all offense is often an impingement of values. You look at the essence of all offenses, that my values or that person's values were violated in some way by either of the parties. And it creates underlying challenges. So what were some underlying challenges in our relationship prior to the offense? Are there some things that in our values I have actually not, I've impinged upon your values, upon mine? Remember, when there's a blow-up, often a main offense, it often has a number of root issues involved. I always look at an offense as the fruit of an issue or the fruit, bitter fruit of a relationship. So the idea is, you know, what happened? Why do you think it happened? How did I violate you? And here's the big one. What patterns of thinking towards the offended party or offending party were taking place prior or during the offense? We have a tendency to bring in old issues. You know, I know the Bible says, do not keep a record of wrong. Love does not keep a record of wrong. In 1 Corinthians 13, and in Psalm 130, he said, if God kept a record of wrongs, who could stand? But with him there is forgiveness. But we do have a tendency of building a case. So what case are we trying to build? In other words, what are we talking about? What are we actually not talking about? Because an offense can be so emotionally involved that we actually don't end up by talking about what we need to talk about. Now, what are we not talking about? And here's the key, here's the flip side of that. What don't we need to talk about? Now, what are the areas that we have a tendency to bring up and why are we bringing them up? And do we really need to talk about those?